Andy Belaskowitz, who is the managing editor of the Lansing City Pulse. Andy, haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Good, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. You get any sleep last night?
A little bit.
All right. Let's start out with what surprised you the most with Mid-Michigan area results. What stood out the most for you?
I got to tell you, I really wasn't surprised much at all last night. Maybe the margin in which Sam Singh ended up winning the 69th district. I think I expected it to be a little bit closer than that. But you know, other than that, I got to tell you, I really wasn't surprised at all yesterday.
Were you surprised at the deficit that the proposals for the golf course and for the sale of Oak Park, it was overwhelmingly approved by voters?
You know, well, for Oak Park at least, you know, I kind of expected that to be a shoo-in for the city. The Waverly proposal, I guess I thought would be a little bit closer, just because you know, the administration really pitched it as you know, Red Cedar did so well in the election in November that this one would do the same. I didn't see it as anything really like the Red Cedar sale, so I thought it would have turned out a little bit different, but you know, it appears they were right. You know, voters were kind of on the same page on that one too.
All right, Pat Lindemann really handed it to Mark Rebner last night. That number between votes surprising?
Yeah, no, I that wasn't really surprising at all. Those were similar numbers that we had heard in the week or two leading up to the election. You know, and Mark didn't really. You know, mount a campaign like we know and watch from other races, you know, knocking on doors and things like that. He handled a lot of it from his office in East Lansing. So, you know, I guess it wasn't really surprising. Those were numbers we kind of had heard about here and there leading up to the election.
Andy, tell us about the City of Lansing proposed charter amendment, which was approved. So what's going to happen now?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about this one, to tell you the truth. Basically, what it does is it, as the city clerk, Chris Swope, says, Lansing is one of the only places you could find, I think the only place you could find in the state where there's a required minimum of at least 50 meetings a year, which means they're basically, they've got to meet every week. They have to do it based on what the city charter says, whether there's, you know, a whole lot of business going on or not. And, you know, when there's a budget time in the spring, March, April, May, it's pretty busy down there, and council works hard. But for the past, you know, month or so, there hasn't really been anything on the agenda for them to do. And they've had these, you know, 30, 45-minute meetings for the past month or so with not much going on. So this charter amendment sets a new minimum, basically. It sets at least 26 times a year they have to meet. And this is a formal city council meeting, you know, and basically the way the city clerk pitched this was that it makes it more flexible for the council. They don't have to, you know, formally gather staff from other departments and that. If they need to meet, they can call a committee of the whole.
You know what else I thought was interesting, Andy, is here we have an election, and in regards to Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero, we didn't hear much from him. That was kind of weird.
As far as...
Well, just not hearing him, maybe stumping a little bit more for candidates, or just see him heading at the forefront of an election.
Yeah. You know, it's... it's primary season. I think he did endorse, he did come out and endorse in the circuit court race for Charles Ford. I actually haven't seen those results yet, though. Maybe you can fill me in there. But yeah, he was pretty quiet. All the other stuff going on.
All right, as we let you go out the door, Jim Jamo was the victory. 91-49. Charles Ford finished a distant third with 3,820 and 39 votes. All right.
Who took second?
The second place finisher in that vote was Ken Ross with 6,704 votes.
All right, sounds good. So it sounds like it's going to be JMO and Ross in November.
Yep, should be.
Battling it out.
All right, Andy, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Tony.